Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with Hector Barreto, Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And joining us in our conversation is Tom Berlin. Well, Hector, can you give us an overview of the SBA's strategic management goals and how these goals were developed?
Well, a lot of our goals are very consistent with the President's management agenda. We want to make sure that we're managing our human capital. That's so critically important for any organization. Small businesses deal with it all the time. In other words, what kind of succession planning do you need to do? What does the next generation of leaders inside your organization look like? And that's critically important, especially to an agency like the SBA, where the average age of an SBA employee is 49 years old with 20 years experience at the agency. Now, that's a two-edged sword. We're very happy to have so much experience and knowledge and passion and commitment. But we also know that folks will move on. They'll retire or they may move to another agency. So we constantly have to be concerned with that. It's also very important that, as I mentioned before, that we use technology to reach more small businesses. You know, government is not getting bigger. We're all asked to do more with less. That technology can be a great leveler of the playing field, a great tool for us. So our e-government initiatives are very important. Eventually, we'd like our clients to be able to access all of our programs online if they choose to and not have to necessarily get in a car, drive someplace, or fill out a bunch of forms. You know, the financial management of our agency is very important as well. Every resource is critically important, especially in this environment. So we need to validate how we spend those resources and validate the results that we get out of our programs, that our budget needs to be integrated with those kinds of results. And we also need to look and make sure that whatever it is that we're doing at the agency is the most efficient and effective way possible. You know, what I mentioned to you that the SBA really learned to leverage its resources. You know, in the good old days, which I'm not sure if they were the good old days, we did a lot less loans because we were doing those directly. We don't do direct loans anymore. We do those through 6,000 partners. In the good old days, if you wanted technical assistance or counseling, you had to go to an SBA office. Now you can go to 1,200 small business development centers. You can get counseling online. You can get all kinds of expertise and knowledge from our retired executives that work for us. So there are lots of opportunities to think outside the box and to get better results for our customers. And so everything that we're doing is really aligned with those very key President's management goals.
Hector, you talk about measurements and results, and this administration is strongly supportive of the need to accurately measure and record that performance. Can you tell us what the SBA is doing in the way of measurements and tracking that performance?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is true that you get what you measure, and we've been measuring everything that we do. That was a commitment that we made at the very beginning. We said, look, there's not going to be anything that's off the table. We need to look at everything that we're doing, and we need to hold our people accountable and make sure that they also have the tools that they need to be successful. And that's what we've done. One of the things that we were able to do is implement an execution scorecard. That's what we call it at the SBA. And mirrored after some of the scorecard that's taking place, again, on the President's management agenda, but we try to take it a little step further. There's a great book that we read about a year ago, Execution. It was by Larry Bossidy. A wonderful book, opened our eyes, and there were a lot of things that were very applicable to the way that we were doing business. The net results is because we have been doing that, we've been able to accomplish a lot of great things. For example, when I first came into the SBA, the average size loan was $250,000. Well, we know that most small businesses don't need $250,000 or $1 million. Many businesses are capitalized with as little as $50,000. So we work with our lenders to get that average loan size down. It doesn't mean that we're not doing large loans. We still have a great program where we do a lot of multi-million-dollar loans, which is really our real estate loan program. We're reaching more small businesses, as I said, online. Last year, we trained 700,000 small businesses online. So many, many things that have been accomplished through creating some very specific objectives that we measure every day on our scorecard have really yielded great results. Just, again, to touch on the loans, because that's what we're known for. We broke a record this year. We did more loans this year than we ever have in our 50-year history. We were up 30%, but what was exciting to me is we were up in every single category, in every single demographic group. So we had a wonderful year, and we're looking forward to raise the bar again this next year.
That's interesting. You said you get what you measure. setting those targets and determining where you need to be has to be challenging. I'm sure there's many demands on your agency. How do you go about setting those targets?
Well, we try to do it in a very collaborative spirit. We work very closely with the folks that are on the ground where the rubber meets the road, which are our district offices and our district directors. We have a goals team that's constantly meeting and making sure that the goals that we have are not only consistent with our strategic plan, but that are also feasible and doable. And so there's a lot of exchange. At the end of the day, you know, the goals team makes recommendations. They need to be ambitious and stretch goals, and then we approve those and we hold them accountable to them.
At the beginning of the show, we talked about the overall mission of the SBA, which is sort of increasing the health of small businesses in America. How do you measure the success of that goal?
We get a tremendous amount of feedback from our customers, which are those small businesses, and we like to say that we measure our success by their success, and it's very important. You know, one of the things that we look at, for example, are a lot of the bottom line indicators. I mean, are these businesses growing? Are they hiring more people? Is their business longevity increasing? I mean, those are all bottom line indicators. I know that when I was in small business, those are the kinds of things that I looked at. So we're measuring a lot of that as well. And again, doing a tremendous amount of outreach, asking for a lot of input, and really listening to our customers. You know, I learned a long time ago that you learn everything that you need when you listen to your customers versus talking at them. You know, your customers are always going to tell you what they need to be successful. And so we've done a lot of that, but not just that. We've implemented a lot of those recommendations. And that's one of the reasons that I think that the SBA is more visible than it probably has been in a while.
In terms of the goals, I think longevity is great and the profitability, but is also growing into a big business one of the things you look at?
Not every business wants to grow into a big business. You know, every business has different goals. Some folks are pretty satisfied at you know, the level of success that they've attained. They just want to maintain it. They don't want to lose it. Or if they can find, you know, better ways of doing business. You know, I a lot of times say, you know, small businesses don't know what they don't know. And it's not their fault. You know, they're busy. You know, and so that's really where the SBA can come in and I think be a very important strategic partner for them.
Hector, we're all limited in some way in our resources, whether it's human capital or it's financial. How do you link those resources and the use of those resources to the results, the performance that you achieve?
Well, you know, again, what we want to make sure is that we're doing more of everything. So, I mean, it's very easy for us to measure. Did we do more loans this year? Did we do more loans in the fastest growing communities? Are the kinds of services that we're providing to those small business owners what they want? I mean, something that's very important for small business, they tell me all the time, look, I need the same thing that big business needs. I need more business, so help me get more business. And so we've done a lot of things around that as well. You know, trying to create that environment that you referenced. I think the president says it the best when he says the role of government is not to create wealth. You know, government doesn't create wealth. You know, Americans create wealth. Small businesses create wealth. The role of government is to create an environment where entrepreneurs are willing to take a risk, an environment where they're willing to risk capital, an environment that where they're being heralded and celebrated. And so we spent a lot of time over the last couple of years making sure that the right environment, the right conditions are there for those small businesses to be optimistic about their future and to also take their business wherever they want to take it.
Well, you come from that community, and you say a lot of your the results and your feedback comes from the community. Both as the administrator and having come from that community, do your old friends call you and give you a report on your results?
Every day. small business people are some of the most passionate people that you're ever going to meet. They're not shy. They're going to tell you if you're doing well. They're going to tell you what you need to be doing more of. And we try to listen to that as much as we can and again, apply a lot of what it is that we've learned. By and large, I think we're making some good progress. We're not satisfied. We're not, again, resting on our laurels. You know, we think that the best of SBA is yet to come. We want the SBA to be strong and very relevant in the lives of these small businesses for at least another 50 years. And so I think the kinds of things that we're doing right now are very important to plant the seeds for the future.
You talked about change and the importance of change. And the buzzword is transformation, and we know that this is across government. Can you tell us a little bit about transformation in the SBA?
Well, it's very important. I tell our folks all the time that, small businesses are constantly changing. They know that you're either moving forwards or you're moving backwards. There's no such thing as staying in place. And so as those small businesses have changed over those 50 years, and they have changed a lot, and there's a lot more of them, we need to change too. The good news is that SBA has been changing a lot over the last few decades. There are things now that we do that we were never able to do before, and we need to keep doing that. One of the things that we're looking at is the way that we distribute our programs and our services, especially out in the field. One of the things that we want to make sure that we're doing is that we're freeing up those SBA employees to be out there in those communities to reach out for more small businesses, not wait for the small businesses to come to them, but for them to go out to and find those small businesses. And that's what they're doing. Now, what they've told me many times is, look, we're as passionate about small business as you are, but a lot of times our hands are tied. There's a lot of process. There's a lot of responsibilities. There's a lot of bureaucracy that we're responsible for. And if we have to do that, we can't be out there and developing these new partnerships and helping these small businesses. So we're looking at ways that we can take a lot of that away from them. And we found some ways to be able to do that. And so that's one of the things that we're very excited about. Now, there's not a recipe or a cookie cutter approach to every district office. They're all in different parts of the country and they all have different approaches. But we've been able to be very flexible and work with them and really find some creative strategies on how we're able to reach more of those small businesses.
It's an interesting point. SBA is celebrating its 50th anniversary. What do the next 50 years hold? We'll ask Hector Barreto of the SBA when the Business of Government Hour returns.